I am Kevin Rohn, sitting in for Michael Knight, as he enjoys a much-deserved day off. Maybe it's a post-Super Bowl hangover. I am not sure. He was a Rams fan last night, Linda and I, so I don't know if he's was recovering from that today.
Is it me? Maybe it was me. He knew I was going to be on today. Just tell him I took it personally.
Oh, Will.
Not really.
I will absolutely say that you are never coming back unless I am co-occurring.
No, I just give him a bad time.
Linda Haglund from the Wenatchee Downtown Association is in the house because we have not had an opportunity to talk to you about what 2019 has in store, but we're not even finished with 2018. We're going to cover all of it, or as much of it as we can fit into about 45 minutes of quality radio programming. And we were talking before with Super Bowl. You watched the Super Bowl then?
Well, yeah, you know, neither team that I wanted to be in the Super Bowl were in the Super Bowl, but we use it as an opportunity to get together with friends, and then we sit there and scrutinize all the commercials, right?
Oh, okay.
And cheering or not cheering for some teams, you know, it was quite interesting. But yeah, I watched the entire thing. Somebody said something this morning that was really true. When nobody scores and it's a defensive game, it's certainly a different game.
Yeah.
So, it seemed to drag for me. You know, and football typically doesn't do that. I tend to be an avid fan. But it was a little hard yesterday to be an avid fan.
It was not the prettiest. There are people who will defend the defense. They love the defense. That's just, I mean, I don't mind defense, mm-hmm. but you have to give me at least like a touchdown a quarter, like at least something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your favorite commercial from yesterday?
Well, I have first responders in my life. Okay. So Verizon's first responder ads, that touched a place in my heart because I'm always saying we do not thank our first responders enough. And that really was a spotlight on those who take care of us, which are first responders. So that had a soft spot in my heart. But I really kind of liked Harrison Ford's dog who figured out how to order all the food he wanted. You know, I kind of like that.
That was the one that made me laugh the most. The one with the San Diego coach who was who didn't realize, the commercial made it appear, he didn't realize he was talking to specifically the first responders that responded to his car accident. Mm-hmm. And he was doing a commercial just talking to first responders in general. And sort of when it kind of hit him, yeah, I got a little bit wet around the old eyeballs.
I did too. Tough. You know, I was raised by a police officer. I live with a police officer who has a police officer son and a paramedic firefighter son. So first responders are all around me. And what they do every day and what they see doesn't go away from them. And we don't thank them enough for those moments that they are the ones. I looked at it from the standpoint of that first responder got to stand there and see the emotion of someone that she helped save.
Yeah.
And that was absolutely a tangible moment that her impact and what she did every day that I think sometimes we take for granted. In that moment, you couldn't take what she did for granted. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, I know. And I can only imagine as a paramedic, you want to see the successes. I mean, and it's not that you forget the ones that didn't work out, but you love in seeing the people. And now that he's a successful NFL coach and you know, and he can sit there and specifically be able to thank you. That's just tremendous. And something I think that all of us should, yeah, I am super appreciative of, as a media person, I have a different level of appreciation, but I definitely am appreciative of all the first responders for the time and knowing that there are many times where they probably should be clocking out by, you know, normally, but they just don't have that ability because of this, that, or the other thing.
And I saw my father in the last days of his life relive a lot of that because it didn't go away. Even though he had been retired for years, it stayed in his brain, what he had seen, what he had experienced as a law enforcement officer. We don't think of that side, you know, that we don't have to see all the dramatic things and the sometimes not really pleasant things they see in the line of duty. And that doesn't go away, the ones they can't save. It doesn't go away, you know, the lives they see affected. And I guess that just kind of just brought it all full circle for me. So, yeah, I cried on many levels at those commercials. Good on Verizon, though. I mean, it was a really nice thing that didn't feel real commercialized to me.
Yeah, as opposed to the two gals that were mermaids in the, I didn't understand that commercial. And not that I'm trying to, you know, besmirch people who try to do different things or people who like it. Or the one with the lumpy milk.
I'm not a lumpy milk person either. No, I'm with you.
But anyway, speaking of best of, as we talk about the best commercials, best of 2018, Wenatchee Downtown Association. We only got a week left. So people who love to wait and procrastinate and stew about things or whatever it is, you only got a few days left.
So what we do every year, we have an annual appreciation dinner for the downtown. And I always say it's the one time downtown stops and has dinner together. And a part of that is we honor downtown's best. So we ask the community to vote for your favorites, really your best. What do you think the best customer service is downtown? The best place to eat, right? The best new business. And we give you some hints on who started, because sometimes it's hard to remember who opened in 2018. So we gave you those hints. And then we ask you about who does the best in visual merchandising, in your opinion. And then your overall downtown best. And so what's really fun for us is that the community comes in. Many come to that dinner with us. I keep it short and sweet, so you're out of there, because we know you went to, most of them are the ones who open and shut the door, right? They do both. So we try to keep it a short and sweet evening, but we celebrate downtown. And so my board helps present the awards. We tell a story. The winners don't know they won. So it's really a fun surprise that night. It's almost kind of like an Academy Awards of downtown. And then we have some surprises, but, you know, my board comes and helps present and then talk the mayor again. The mayor and council come to this event. So the mayor is going to present downtown's best, which is really fun when I get the mayor to come and talk about downtown. And a lot of positive things have been happening in downtown. So it's really a good time to celebrate. So yes, go vote for downtown's best.
Yeah, you guys, not only have we seen a lot of the things that you guys have done, which we saw the veterans banners, memorial banners, essentially, then some of the other, the Red Cross and some of the other things that we've been seeing. You've got the lights up there now. I love the lights up
there.
Super
fun. Yeah, we do. You know, and I have to give a shout out, a couple of things. I have to give a shout out to a collaborative city who works with us on these crazy ideas. We know we want downtown to look like the holiday sun, but we know it needs to be lit, right? So this idea came and we worked and worked and worked on it. It wasn't easy, but we were able to, with the help of people who donate to our organization, help support our organization in many ways. We were able to light the plaza. We were, through the holidays. Dave and Sandy Galatly donated the money to put a new community Christmas tree. And then the Coast Hotel paid for the lights for that. And then we collaborated, and the chamber actually helped us pay for the lights across the street and in the plaza. And those lights across the street will remain up all year long. So at nighttime in the summer, when the sun goes down and the street lights come up, those lights will come up all summer long.
It kind of almost feels, and this is naivete probably on my part, but it almost has like an older school feel to it.
Like, old town, yeah.
Yeah, kind of like a 50s downtown, like a downtown. If you had gone through downtown in many new cities across the country in the 50s or somewhere around that time frame, they would have had lots of lights, and there would have been a lot of that out there, as opposed to just the streetlights that that had been out there at this point.
That across the street feel, what people said, it reminded them it was that downtown, old downtown feel. And that's really the look we really wanted, is to you it to be lit up, but have that feeling of warmth of downtown in the wintertime. You know, it really gets dark about, well, we're getting a little bit more light every day, thank goodness, but it really gets dark early. And so it's dark more than it feels like, more than it's light. So to be able to drive through downtown, there's not now a day that goes by during the week, and even on the weekends, people will stop me and say, I love the lights downtown. I love the lights downtown. And that's really fun. But again, it's a collaborative effort between a city who cares, a chamber who cares, and a downtown. And because of the people who donate and sponsor to us, we're able to do those kind of things. It's what we do.
So your big dinner is coming up. Mm-hmm. What day is that?
It's on the 27th. It's a Wednesday. Okay. And there's still tickets available. WinDowntown.org is the best way to find out about this. But there is still time to vote for your downtown's best. And then we collect those votes. We get the awards ordered. And then we announce the big announcement that night. So a special thank you. Again, that dinner is not a free dinner. We charge what it costs to have the dinner. But there's awards and things to pay for. So we have great sponsors. Dave and Sandy Galatly helped sponsor that one, and Moss Adams helps us with that one as well. So it's really fun. With their help, we can do some of the fun extra things like balloons. And our theme this year is Downtown Your Revitalization Destination, because we acknowledge significant revitalization projects in old buildings in downtown right now. So we are going to celebrate that and talk of, and the decorations will be some old buildings, and it's going to be super fun.
We'll talk about what's happening in 2019 for downtown. If you want to vote, however, if you've got a favorite business downtown and maybe you haven't, didn't know, or you haven't had the opportunity, WenDowntown.org, so WENDowntown.org. You can vote right there on the website. It takes you, I mean, maybe a minute.
It does. It takes you to a URL that will connect you to a voting option. You can vote for all of the options or just one if you want. Or, you know, just call and leave a message. Email me. Anything you want to do, we'll log your vote.
All right. The News Radio 560 KPQ time is 12:25. When we come back, our conversation with Linda Haglund of the Wenatchee Downtown Association. Kevin Round sitting in for Michael Knight. Your News Radio 560 KPQ time is 12:29. Just looking over the downtown's best sheet here, best new business, best customer service, best eating experience. So it's not even just best food. Mm-hmm. What's the best experience you had in a restaurant or a place to eat? So it could just be going to Owls and getting a sundae.
Exactly.
and just so whatever it is. Mm-hmm. The best visual merchandiser, best professional services, such as a financial, legal, medical, or service provider, and then your best business overall. That's going to be a really fun night.
It is. And we also, a couple of surprises that nobody knows about is we give a Heart of Downtown award. We recognize some people that are connected that have no clue they're getting something. And then we do the Spirit of Downtown. Those are the last two. But we always have some surprises, you know, in store that people, that maybe they just don't know the backstories behind some things that we do, the people who make a significant difference in this community and in downtown. Super fun night.
Well, that's coming up. What else is kind of coming up in 2019 Wenatchee Downtown? You don't ever stop. So I'm always convinced that you are working on something. At least one thing, but more likely three things at one time. So what's happening in 2019?
Well, you know, Meredith and I are the downtown team. We always say, what's next, right? So we have lots of what's next. We always have the typical things that our board, likes us to focus on. And those are some of the events that we do. So Girls Night Out, Ale Trail Wine Walk, those things that we typically do that are event-centric. But a lot that we do is not. So Possibilities Tour is a good example. We'll do two again this year in May. I like to tell the story of about 2.5 years ago, and the Possibilities Tour was that space above the chamber. And that building had just been sold, and we took a tour. They let us in up there, and I'd never been upstairs. It used to be called the Doré Building, right? And I remember it was at one time an old apartment building of some kind. And I remember in that tour, there's a hole right in the middle of the building. It was a hole. And, as I was giving the tour, we were walking around, pigeons flew out and about scared the bejeebins out of me, right? In the middle of this tour. Now, 2.5 years later, it is the home of Goodfellow Brothers. Their corporate offices are up there now. It has been significantly renovated. It's the most beautiful renovation. And that's just 2.5 years later. And that had, with the Possibilities Tour, that upper floor had not been sold yet. And none of that, maybe in a dream stage, was in the works, but nobody knew about it. And then to see the significance then of what could be the possibilities. So we'll again do the Possibilities Tour. Our Veterans Banners project, that's one I brought back from National Conference in Kansas City. Another community had that idea. We brought it back, and we had a little over 20 banners, 21 banners that we honored our heroes. And we will do that again this year. Those applications are available to start now, even though the banners won't go up till November, the Veterans Month. And we are going to benefit Vets Serving Vets. The bunker this year will be for any additional that we raise over making the banners. And so they're a pretty active group, so they're working right now and getting the word out. So that will happen again. And then my board sees really significance in sending me off to the national conference where all the Main Street crazies like me get together in the same room, and we share ideas and best practices. And it's a pretty interesting 3 days. I've been And lots of places I never dreamed I'd visit. Kansas City was last year. I've been to Pittsburgh. I've been to Atlanta. I've been to these places for 3 days to really get some, me get refreshed and get some ideas. And I always come back with something fun. Well, this year, the national conference will be in March and it'll be in Seattle. We get to bring it home.
Oh, nice.
And so Meredith and I both will get to go and be with the crazies, the Main Street crazies. And in fact, in the conference, I get to do a presentation. I'll be a presenter this year with Rory Turner. And we will talk about the engagement of a property owner in rehabbing buildings in downtown, because that's really something he's really interested in and good at. So Rory will help me and we will present on the Monday of National Conference. But what I say is we don't know what's sitting and waiting for us at National Conference to bring home. So we always leave some space in our heart and calendar for a new project or something. And again, it's a good thing we do, because I got the veterans banners last year, right? And those projects that come home. So we have the ongoing things that we do, something almost every month of the year. But the fun thing is, what don't we have, right? What is the best practice somewhere that might be time for here? So I'm looking forward to going to Nationals in March. A really cool thing connected with that, if I can say, is that the state of Wyoming Main Street program likes to look at communities in the state that houses the national conference. So they come and bring a group of people in early and visit locations throughout the state, and they take their own best practice tour of places that they may not see, that are really not close enough to Seattle to be considered a tour. So they're coming in. They're bringing 60 people to Wenatchee just before the conference starts, and they will be bused in from Seattle to Wenatchee and spend the afternoon here with us. And they'll be able to go through our downtown and talk to my board and the city and just connect to our community. How cool is that?
Wow.
We get 60 from Wyoming for a best practice tour here in Wenatchee. So, yeah, it's a drive. So then they'll tour us and they'll get done. And I think they'll end up at Pybus, probably have a bite to eat. And then they're going to get on the bus and go back to Seattle that night. So pretty fun.
That's amazing.
I know.
Do you find that you're able to, like, pull ideas from cities of various sizes? I mean, you talk about going to Atlanta. That city obviously is going to be bigger than us, or or Seattle. And so the challenges and the ideas and things that they are probably working on or trying to deal with, or any of that stuff, I would imagine can be very different, or it could be very similar. Do you find that you're able to kind of be able to pull ideas and empathize or connect with the cities that are much larger than Wenatchee?
Absolutely. Remember, the people who come to the Main Street Conference are people who, like us, really are cheerleaders for our small business and our old Main Streets, right? I always say Main Street, the Main Street movement really to me is about new business and old buildings. How do we tell these stories and keep these great old buildings relevant and yet have economic development and new business? So depending on the size, many larger cities don't qualify to be a Main Street. So this, the location doesn't necessarily mean the location is the Main Street. It's who can house a conference of this size. So, and they tried it, lots of them are almost always in the East. But to get one in Washington State in Seattle is really cool. So, who is at those small communities throughout the United States, all the way from Maine, Florida? Every state is represented with a Main Street program of some kind, just about all the states. And so these are small communities who are sharing ideas. And what I found is maybe the community's smaller than we are in many cases. Sometimes they're a little larger than we are. But you can always take an idea, tweak it, scale it. And if it's relevant, right, if it makes the message, then it's easy to reenact it here or put our own spin on it, which is typically what we do.
As you guys were looking at this year, and you talk about the joys of leaving kind of a space available, whether it's, you know, on the calendar or in your heart, to bring in a new idea, do you guys set out goals? So, I mean, like when you sat down at the end of 2018 or maybe the early parts of this year, did you sort of set out and what you wanted to see, like what you're hoping for when 2019 came out?
Well, good segue into what my board does. So my board meets and we have a visioning meeting. And where do we put our resources? And it's my board of volunteers and four committees of volunteers that help guide us. So where do our efforts and energies go this year for Meredith and I beyond our normal? So we call it, and we'll put, those will be posted on our website, or what is guiding us this year? What are we looking for? One in particular that we're really excited about that we're about to launch is a customer first program. And the customer first program will be ongoing throughout the year. And it's really a program designed to communicate with the employees in the downtown to let's have the parking be for our customers first. So really an education program with the city of where's the free parking, where's the time parking, how can we be sensitive so our customers have that available space to park in downtown. So we'll be launching a customer first program in collaboration with the city of Wenatchee to how do we communicate that and how do we identify better in wayfinding our public lots, where do you park, what can you do. That's one of our guiding principles this year. Another one is continuation of landscaping and what can we do to improve our downtown year-round. So what kind of planners do we need, how do we redo the planners and help guide the city in that, and are that kind of how do we guide to what we look like, right? Do we need new benches? Do we need new garbage cans? So the normal part of a live and thriving downtown is really always a part of our work plan. But we have things that we will focus on this year, like the customer first program, awareness programs, to help people identify that really parking isn't hard, you know, in downtown. But we just want to remind everybody to be mindful so our customers have that parking first. So you will see that campaign launch pretty soon. You know, we're just in the final stages of some logoing and some communication. So that will be a part of our message this year. And just overall, how do we communicate better? How do we do better? A guiding principle and idea for us last year was a new website. We needed to look better, and that happened. So we got to see that happen. Also last year, a new community Christmas tree and lights, you saw that happen. So those guiding principles, we work really hard to make sure they happen in the year that we design, and some are ongoing.
Now you said, I think you were saying something, there's some change coming to downtown as well as customers come into town and go through to downtown. It seems like the only constant is change. And you guys are going to see some work being done downtown. So people might be seeing some new things or some revamped things. So what are some of the change that's coming to downtown?
So what we've seen that I think is a little bit fun but slightly unusual is the amount of turnovers in people buying buildings in downtown and renovating them. So they're not just buying them and sitting on them, they're renovating. So you might have seen some significant renovation already happening. I mentioned Goodfellows, right? That one's done. But there are 9 different somehow in some stages of rehab projects in downtown right now, which is unusual. Right? Some of them have to do with housing. For example, above the Cycle Central building, all of those apartments, one by one, are being renovated. And as people move out and they are leasable, they're being upgraded and renovated. Those have always been apartments. What we're looking for now, what people are looking for, is more living in downtown. So more and more of these buildings are looking for how they can incorporate a housing portion to their building. But look at the corner of Arondo and Wenatchee Avenue. That has significant change going on in those two buildings, both on the east side of that corner and the west side of that corner, you know, on this side of Arondo. Mm-hmm. And they're being painted, they're being renovated as they, especially the one that used to house Washington Federal Bank, I'm sorry, was there on that corner. So Washington Federal was there on that corner and they are no longer there. So that building owner has painted that. You've seen some wood facade going in, renovating that. That particular building has 60 parking stalls up and down, right? And that particular property goes all the way to Mission because it goes up to where the drive-through for Washington Federal was, right? Yeah. So that all is in renovation right now. And then across the street, which you know maybe is the Rent-A-Center building, they're calling it the Midtown. That renovation upstairs is already going on, and that's all money infused into downtown. Then, go a little further south. You may have noticed that what used to, this community knew as the Wells and Wade building on the corner of Yakima South to Kittitas on that east side of the street, they did a significant facade improvement last year. So the front of that building looks totally different. So that building has seen significant renovation. That's just a few of the projects. Not all have to do with housing. We have a new brewery coming in to downtown, right? And all kinds of new infused energy and renovation in downtown. That's good for a healthy downtown, and that shows a healthy, supportive community when we embrace these businesses that come in.
Yeah, I love that idea of living downtown. As I've walked downtown, I look around and go, that looks like an apartment. It could very well be an apartment, but I just thought, this would be a fun place to live. It's, you know, it's It isn't allowed all the time, like if you were trying to live in downtown Seattle, but it certainly would just give you so many options and opportunities to get out and enjoy being around downtown. News Radio 560 KPQ time, 1243. Kevin Rounds sitting in for Michael Knight. We'll take another break, and we'll finish up our conversation with Linda Haglund of the Wenatchee Downtown Association next.
KPQ and KPQ.com.
News Radio 560 KPQ time, 1247. Just a few minutes left with Linda Haglund of the Wenatchee Downtown Association. I am Kevin Rounds, sitting in for Michael Knight today, who's getting a well-deserved day off. Ah, yes. So, Linda, Valentine's Day is only 10 days away, and I feel like downtown Wenatchee is an excellent place, and this is just me projecting here, but an excellent place to either celebrate Valentine's Day or to find that gift for the one you love.
Sweetheart downtown. What do we say? Wenatchee is, we really are the heart of the community, right? The heart of downtown is our little downtown, our small businesses. So what does downtown do for Valentine's Day? I will tell you that there are many businesses in downtown that would welcome a wish list. So ladies or gentlemen, if you there's something you'd like to get for Valentine's Day, there are many merchants who would love to take that wish list from you and help your shopper get you exactly what you want. It's really a good time for you to drop some really significant hints. So whether it is Pickle or Collins, you know, or even Firehouse Pet or the Gilded Lily or Tumbleweed or Threads or Savvy, all those places that you may have spotted something, good time to drop a hint because they are waiting to help you right now with your Valentine wishes. But, you know, the downtown, there is something charming about a small business in a small downtown. And these merchants own these businesses because they're passionate about their community and their business. So they will welcome you and help you pick that perfect gift for your Valentine.
Well, and it's really like you think of a lot of like the curio type shops, and it isn't just necessarily all that. I mean, if you got an outdoors person, I won't, you know, generalize to a specific gender, but like, We got bike and outdoor gear, and we've
Allberg,
got
Allberg performance footwear, right? Cycle Central, you have all of those. And then also, here's something kind of fun. A lot of people, if you haven't been into the Gilded Lily lately, they have a pretty significant candy display. And
so I need to avoid the Gilded Lily.
Well, not necessarily. If chocolates are on your list for your Valentine, they have some. They have a great, you'll just go in and just kind of stare at it for a while because it's so pretty. And then the truffles and the things that they have there. So there's lots of opportunities, for anybody, male or female. And then there's always those opportunities to take your sweetheart to Ina's or Iwa Sushi, right? Or Cook's Corner. All those great restaurants in downtown, Ohm Cooking. We have Saddle Rock. I don't want to miss any of them. Cook Tran, all of them, even Cafe Mela or Stone's Gastropub. You know, look at your options, India House. So whatever you want, if you want to take them to a fun evening, they'll all welcome you and help you have that great sweetheart dinner with your Valentine. So you have lots of options.
Can't forget about Sean, too.
Oh, I know. But Walkabout always, excuse me, Sean, don't be mad at me. So Walkabout's, you know, doing some renovation of his own, isn't he?
Oh, okay.
Yep. So you're about to see that. Really fun. So yes, indeed. So whether, you know, if it's simple or complex meal, you're going to get lots of choices in downtown. And yeah, go see Sean. See what he's doing. He's doing some remodel.
Just a couple of minutes left. You talked about Girls Night Out earlier in the hour. You guys are selling tickets, I'd imagine, because that's coming up. It's going to happen before we all know.
It is in April, and those tickets will go on sale pretty soon online. We sell out at 200 tickets or 200 bags, right? So the businesses, we had our first workshop last week and talked to the businesses because, you know, we put some cool stuff in the bags for the ladies. And we're working this year on some experiences that go along with that, like we have in the past, but little pop-up shops within the businesses to do some really fun activities for the ladies. So lots to come with that. Going to be super fun. And maybe Michael that invited me today, tell him I've gotten over it sort of, that you have to have me back to talk about all the fun things with Girls Night Out.
Yeah, I know I've talked to you and Meredith about Girls Night Out, and this is the
eighth or ninth year.
Eighth or ninth year of your day. But yeah. It's just such a kind of, it's But it isn't just like you go to one location and everybody just kind of drinks wine and whatever.
Oh, no.
No, it's like a you all walk day
shopping
downtown.
Event. Yeah, start at 10, it goes till 8 o'clock at night, and so women we allow pre-bag pickup the night before, so they get their coupon book and they plan their day. And then also we have a don't miss list, so if there's special activities going on in different locations, we let you know those times. It's an event, and even if you can only come after work, we have shopping until 8, so that's unusual and super fun, and we'll have food. Our great sponsor, again, is Washington Trust Bank. They're a legacy sponsor. They've sponsored, they've been the premier sponsor every year of this event, and so they allow us to have some great food around and beverages for you that evening, so it's super fun.
Linda Haglund, thank you so much. If there's anything that you want to know more about that we talked about today, you can find them on First.
We're upstairs on Palouse and Wenatchee Avenue above Collins in that building. That's the Fuller Quig. And I just want to say a special thank you to Cherry Creek Media and KPQ. The opportunity for us to come and talk about our nonprofit is critical to the work that we do. So we just thank you for being great community supporters and letting me come, even if Michael did stand me up.
I'll let him know that he has to come apologizing over there. You can also find out more on their website, wendowntown.org. That's W-E-N downtown.org. Linda, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's always good to see you.
Happy Super Monday. That's what we'll call it now, right? Super Monday.
Yeah, well, it was a super boring game, so yes.